Good morning, Lagos. This is Weeb Abur on Nigeria Info 99.3 FM. This is the show Power Solutions, where we talk about how we are going to solve the power problem in Nigeria. And I have a special guest with me today, the CEO of A4&T. His name is Ayo Edemoluwa. Welcome, Ayo. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Dr. Weber.
All right. So it's good to have you here today. So before the show, we had a great conversation about his background. You know, many people out there think that if you're going to get into solar and into energy and into power, you have to have studied engineering, you had to have been in this sector for years and years and years. But like me, Ayo is someone with a very different educational background. So Ayo, maybe if you can talk us through your start. I think you said you studied accounting, you were a banker, and now you're, you know, one of the leading mini grid providers in Nigeria, and I assume everyone thinks you're an engineer, a power engineer, electrical engineer. So tell us the journey of how you started and how you got to being in this industry.
Thank you once again, Dr. Weber. Good morning, Lagos. It's been a great time in power. And the question asking about how I got into power, it's honestly, sometimes I ask myself the same question. Now, my background has been in finance. I used to be in banking. And my first degree is accounting. My second degree is finance. And but after a while, I got tired of banking. You know, there's this entrepreneurship passion that drives you. If you have it in you, you have it, and it drives you. And it was a passion to create solutions. The fact is, all of us know that Nigeria has got a lot of problems with power, but some of us have to try and do something about it. So that drove me to think about how can we solve the problem of power. And myself and the team, what we thought about is, how do we replace a small generator that we call mm-hmm. like Better Pass My Neighbor. That mm-hmm. was the first drive that we had. And we were looking for a product that will do the same thing that Better Pass My Neighbor was doing, because of the kind of sales we were having then in Nigeria of those generators, the CO2 emission we were having. The whole thing was destroying the climate. And so we thought, okay, how do we come up with a product that can get this, you know, out? So I remember we had to travel then to do a study on getting this product. And I remember the day we were here in a factory somewhere in China with a friend, and we sat across the table, and he was asking me, "Ayo, what's the energy watt for a fan in your country? What's the capacity for TV?" You know, and he asked about all the appliances one after the other. So after asking, we tried to configure his system then that would try and replace the I Better Pass My Neighbor. So, and that was how the journey started. Now, for that, we had to do R&D for 6 years. Yeah, we had to do R&D okay. for 6 years. And, you know, every time I try to share that with people, they ask a question and say, "Why did you do R&D for 6 years? The first reason is because,
it's
of course,
question.
That's a question. So, the first reason is because of my background, we've had encounter with different kinds of businessmen, and we understand Nigeria terrain, that a lot of people love to just jump into whatever they think it's moving.
Right, whatever the big thing is at the moment, right?
They okay. just jump in ahead. Right. So, and we didn't want to do that, so we decided to go to study, you know, every year. And every year we were out on trying to do a training mm-hmm. at other, you know, sometimes to go sit in the factory where they're manufacturing the solar panels. Yeah, they tell us what the intestine is. They tell us, you know, and that was how we did it for 6 years until we decided to open shop.
Okay.
You know, and so in 2015, we opened shop with products that we call Solar Home System. Okay. You know, remember that was what our drive was,
right?
Trying to find something that could do homes, you know, and not the generator.
Right. And so in 2015, though, it wasn't really a known product in Nigeria, correct?
No, we were very few,
okay,
you know, in the okay. space. So we started, you know, and we started trying it out. And from trying it out, we saw the reception, the people were liking it.
What was the initial reaction, since people weren't familiar with this? And we haven't necessarily had a good history with solar in Nigeria. What was the initial reaction?
The reaction was not really fantastic at okay. the beginning, because of the bad experience with the bad solar street lights that were not well
right.
done.
Right.
But the only way we were able to get them convinced, of course, we had warranties. Mm-hmm. Then we had very quick after-sales service calls that you could always reach us, and the products were quality product.
Okay. So you started rolling that out into the market in Lagos or where?
Yes, in Lagos.
Okay. And so tell us about this product and sort of how it grew and expanded.
Okay, great. So we started with that in Lagos. And of course, as we were deploying, you know, people were buying one by one. Then we got a call from a friend who had a barbing salon.
Okay.
So when he called, he was like, please, you know, what can we do for SMEs?
Right.
So we thought up the idea of, okay, can we try and configure a home system that could power a barbing salon?
Right.
So we did, you know, come up with the configuration. And we went to deploy, you know, at Amuda's shop. His name is Amuda.
Okay.
We went to deploy at Amuda's shop somewhere in Bagada, you know, on the day. And he took a look at it. He didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So the evening they took light, mm-hmm. and he found out that it was the only one that had light.
Okay.
You know, so he started using it, and the day after was a Sunday, like around 5:30, Amuda called, and I was mm-hmm. like, Amuda, what's up? He said, there's someone here who's barbing who wants to be on the same power.
Right.
And I was like, really? And before we knew it, we had, you know, a bigger system, you mm-hmm. know, ordered by him. Then he dragged us to their association,
okay.
and we started one or two things with the barbers, you
okay.
know. So, and then that was so 2016. So in 2017, we went to power a village called Igodon in Ogun State,
okay.
using the solar home systems.
Right, but we have to step back because you talked to me about why that village. You're not from there. What brought you to that village?
Oh my God. Okay, that village, I actually wanted to have a rubber farm.
Okay.
I mean,
this was during your 6 years of
yeah,
studying or doing some other things.
Yeah, okay. So I wanted to have a rubber farm, so someone took me to that village.
Okay.
So after the meeting with the king at that village, we closed the meeting late. So I found out that everywhere was getting so dark, and there was very thick darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked them, and you're going to switch on the power? And they said, sorry, can't you see there are no cables?
Yeah.
So, I was really moved that day. So I told them, I gave them a promise. That was in 2015. I gave them a promise. I said, hey, we will give you power. And they looked at me and said, they didn't talk. But
they thought you were crazy. Because you said this community at one point had even put up poles,
yeah.
expecting the grid to come, but paid for it themselves.
Oh, yes.
And nothing happened.
They had a promise from a government agency that said that we're going to give them power, so they should contribute for poles. So they contributed and had distribution poles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, apart from having the distribution poles, they also cleared and wasted their farmland to create path
right.
for the distribution network. Alas, no power came.
Right.
So when I was
and
talking
then
to them,
up.
And it was just me. I mean, for God's sake, I'm not a politician. I don't have big monies. So they're like, you definitely don't know what you're talking about. So I just smiled and I left them. And 2 years after, you know, myself and the team, we stormed the village with solar home systems.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, really? You remembered? I said, yes, I remember. So we connected them,
mm-hmm.
you know, with a flat fee,
mm-hmm.
you know, of about 1,250 or 1,300
okay.
per month,
okay.
you know, on the systems.
Right.
They didn't have to do any initial deposit,
wow. okay.
you know, because they didn't even know what it was. So we needed to make them understand that, hey, this can work. So mm-hmm. we installed and deployed. And you know,
and so each household had their own solar home system.
They had their own solar home systems.
Okay.
We installed bulbs also for them.
Okay.
We gave them the cable to charge their phone mm-hmm. off the system. So, and we appointed an agent in the community who does the connections
right.
and who does the collections of payment.
Right. Right.
And we trained about seven or so youth of the community in installation.
Right.
You know, so they were the ones that were maintenance engineers on the ground,
mm-hmm.
so to say. And so anytime they had an issue, they call us and we responded through those people.
Right. But so now you showed me the video. I wish we could play this. We can't really show it on air on radio. But what was the reaction of, I mean, you know, I saw it on the video of children who had never experienced light at night, old people, the king of the village, all that. Tell us about that.
You know, it was an incredible night for me. You know, I've never experienced it before, that kind of joy from people.
Mm-hmm.
The village that existed by numbers on the primary school that was there
mm-hmm.
for over 100 years.
Okay.
So, and I had old men and women that had been there hidden ever since power. So, when we switched on power that night, you saw it in video, yeah. They were jumping. It was as if they had, you know, a celebration. All of them were jumping, shouting. Then we had the women that were frying Gary.
Mm-hmm.
They used to close their cassava processing stuff around 5:30, 6 o'clock because of darkness.
Right.
So, that night, we took the video when they fried into 9:30 p.m.
Right. Yeah.
And frying into 9:30 p.m., we took the statistics after a week versus the baseline statistics, increased their productivity by 35 to 40%.
Immediately.
Per week.
Immediately. Yeah.
Because they were processing, you know, up to 5:30 before. Now they've got like 4 hours more added to their productivity time.
Right.
You know, so it was really, really an exciting experience.
And so this community, they still have their solar home systems.
Oh, yes. Working. Okay.
And they're paying for it.
Yeah, they're paying.
They're happily paying.
Oh, they're paying.
Okay.
They're paying because, I mean, it's working. I mean, the systems are very quality systems.
So then I know that was what led you to mini grids. But before we go to mini grids, let's stick with the solar home system. So you're still selling and marketing solar home systems in Lagos, correct?
Oh, yes. We do.
So what's the range of your products and how do listeners access them?
Okay. We have different ranges ranging from products that are less than 20,000 naira, you know,
outright sales. Okay.
And we also have the ones that are going for pay as you go.
Okay.
And the listeners can call on this number 0909-2921-842. I'll take it again. 0909-2921-842. They can reach out to that number for, you know, orders and for sales. And the systems that we have, they've come with great numbers of years of warranty. They're also Lighting Global Verified. And I must mention that IFC has done a lot of great work through the Lighting Global Verified. And I'm also excited to say that we're one of the two organizations that are totally indigenous that are IFC partners in sub-Saharan Africa. We have only two of us.
Oh, wow.
A4Hunty and Smarter Grid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The others are maybe Europeans, Americans, and others, but people that are verified and are partners for IFC directly as local indigenous organizations.
And so because of that, customers know whatever you're selling has verified quality.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's top-notch verified.
Okay. So now, listeners in Lagos, so you heard the number to call. So if you want this product, you know, give them a call. But let's now move on to the mini grids, because you now kind of accidentally stumbled into mini grids through solar home systems. And I think you're the only company that had that approach. Usually solar home system providers stay in that space, and mini grid providers are different sector almost. So talk to us about what happened next after you powered this village.
Okay, so after we powered Igodon village up, we started getting calls from 2 to 3 kilometers radius of Igodon communities from their kings from there. Now, one of the kings from the communities that called in were like, hey, we've gone to Igodon, we've seen what is there.
Mm-hmm.
But we want some more power that looks like what they have in the city.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
they already increased their demand
They already increased because they want to do more.
Yeah.
You know, so that drove us to starting mini grids.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to go from there, you know, in 2018 early to begin a mini grid in a village called Ligon in Ogun State.
Okay.
And we have the mini grid there right now. We have our generation assets. We have the distribution lines. Mm-hmm. We have our meters in people's houses totally prepaid.
Okay.
And they're all paid.
Wow. Okay.
You know, so that was how we started mini grid journey.
Right. Right.
And after Ligon, we had to go to a village called Bagira.
Okay. Also in the same area.
No, Bagira is in Ondo State.
Oh, okay. You moved states. Okay.
We moved state.
So how did they hear about you?
Okay. Yeah. We've got a partner called PIND, Partnership for Initiative Niger Delta.
Okay. That's funded by Chevron.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. So they were the ones that first went to that village. Mm-hmm. They go on social impact. So we met at an event and they were like, look, we're looking for people like you who are passionate about powering.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just powering for show, but you're really passionate about the people. Can you take a look at this village?
Right.
So they dragged us to Bagira.
Okay.
And I must say that Bagira...
So PIND had been working in that village with the community?
No, they've not.
They've
had a paid inspection.
Okay, okay.
You know, and they were planning to see how they could do water or some stuff for them, you know. Right. And so we had to go to Bagira. And Bagira is a unique terrain,
okay,
because is not an island. I find it difficult to call it an island because, okay, they're on water. Island is a land surrounded by, right, water, but these guys are water surrounded by water, so,
right,
they're totally under sea, kind of. Okay. So,
and they're dwell. I mean, I've seen the photos of this, yes, too. So it's basically the building, the houses are built on stilts in the water.
Right? Yes, they floated on water, kind of.
Right.
So, and they're 1.5 hours by boat from the land.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it was that far away. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're clearly not going to be ever on the grid.
Forget it.
Yeah, never. It doesn't work. Okay.
The 1.5 hours on boat, they're in the Ilaje area of Ondo State, which, okay, is the riverine area, the, right, Niger Delta kind of part.
Right.
So they have totally off the land. Great community, great, mm, number of population of people, and they really do a lot of consumption because of the aqua products,
right,
the fishes, the shrimps, you know, that they get. So they need to keep them. They used to waste before, and they used to have freezers, mm-hmm, and generators.
Right, and so generators on a floating wooden platform.
You got it.
Sounds like a problem.
A terrible,
yeah,
risk.
Yeah.
You know, any risk of fire, because the houses are also made of wood, like, right, we discussed, and, right, the fire would have spread a lot. So when we got there, the king was very receptive, fantastic guy, you know, and they guaranteed safety, you know, investment and everything. So we moved in with our team and our partners, and, mm-hmm, you know, we were able to finish that mini grid first quarter this year.
Okay.
And since then, they've been on power, you know, on, okay, prepaid meters. And of course, we do not switch on power in the community without having our prepaid meters on people's homes.
Right. Okay.
So they don't have to come to us for meter or something. So,
right, right,
we put the meters on people's homes before we activate at all.
Right.
Okay. So right now we have them in Gbagira. And as we speak, we are doing the third one right now in a place called Ugbunla.
And a similar environment?
Ugbunla is where the jetty is.
Okay.
Where we board, okay, to go off.
Okay.
You understand? But they are on land.
Okay.
So we're working on something bigger, and we believe within the next 60 days we should be through,
right,
with that right now.
So a quick question on that, because you often hear people who are talking about solar in Nigeria saying, okay, obviously solar will work in the north, it'll work in Sokoto, Kano, Kaduna, but in the Niger Delta, it's too wet, it's too humid, but it works.
It's not just that it's working. We have customers that have 6 freezers.
Okay. Okay, 6
if
freezers.
You know what that means in terms of capacity?
Yeah.
You know, so we have customers that's got 6 freezers, one customer,
right,
and all the rest of the customer has got like minimum of 1 or 2 in, right, their home. So, right, if you could power,
and if these freezers go off, they lose their livelihood, basically.
They lose, yeah, it, because that's where they're. So if you could power communities, mm-hmm, like that with such kind of capacity, the truth is solar really works, but a lot of people don't do it right.
Right. Okay, so let's take that quick break now to go to the phone lines. Yvonne, can you play the numbers for us?
Call us on 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. This is Nigeria Info. We are listening.
Okay, Ayo, so while we're waiting for calls, let's talk a little bit more now about these communities, these riverine communities.
Okay.
Again, the listeners don't have the luxury of seeing the videos and images I've seen. But tell us about what their reaction has been and what it's done for their lives.
Oh, mine, oh, mine. The kind of expenses they've been having.
So,
you know,
hold on. We have a call. Okay. We have 2 calls. The phone lines are burning up now. Everybody wants your systems.
Oh.
Okay, Yvonne. Hello, good morning. Okay, let's try the next one. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, can you please let us know your name and then tell us your question?
Jimo, Mr. Jimo Isaka from Ajegunle Apapa.
Okay, thanks for calling. What's your question?
Please, your sales office, check your sales office to this number, I beg.
Sorry? Oh, why don't you just give the number one more time? So why don't you write down this number, okay, so he can call you. So you can call the number.
0909.
Okay.
2921.
Okay.
842.
Okay, sir.
All right, just give it one more time.
0909.
Okay.
2921.
Okay.
842.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for calling. So be sure to call them, okay? All right. Next call. Hello, good morning. Calls keep dropping. The telecoms networks are always messed up.
Wow.
I think that's where you need to fix them next. All right. So let's go back to the Riverine community.
Okay.
Tell us about the reaction. And now we have another call. Okay. All right. Hello, good morning. Okay. System doesn't seem to be working. So let's just focus on you.
Okay. So for the Riverine area, of course, where we first got there, because, I mean, they're deep into the sea.
Yeah.
They've not had this kind of call before.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't believe it was going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we powered on and they connected their freezers, you know, you don't want to know the kind of cost they've been bearing on the sea.
Right.
The truth is that, you know, beer costs higher on the sea.
Right. Just to get the diesel to power the generator.
The logistics. Like, so the logistics. They buy everything a lot much higher
than
us. So they've been spending a lot on diesel for their generators, on petrols and everything. Mm-hmm. So for our pricing coming lower than that, what they're spending before, increasing the savings, they've been very excited.
Right
now, what we're planning to do is we want to go and increase the capacity of what we have deployed there, you know, to be able to power so many other people that want to connect.
Right. So now I know there's a regulatory limitation that you kind of have to be below 100 kilowatts or else you need a license.
No, it's
Since it's offshore, it's almost, does it not fall under the regulation anymore?
No, the fall under the regulation. It's actually you have to do 1 megawatt and above in distribution before you need a license.
Okay.
Right now, we have permits for below 1 megawatt, which we have to operate, you know, in these areas. So we have the regulations, but, you know, they're still within the regulation.
Okay. So now I think, as was the case in Ogun State, everyone in their area is obviously coming to you.
Oh yes.
So how are you going to be able to power them all? I mean, what's your strategy?
Well, for us right now, there's a whole lot of great drive happening in the industry from supports, you know, we're getting from REA, from Orlan, you know, you people are doing a lot of support to galvanize those things right now. So we have some communities around those areas right now. We're working on to go power next. You know, communities like Ayila, there's a community called Ayede, there's a community called Araromiobu. We have all of them in those axes right now, Lukogbe, Ilushin, that we are currently working on to power in those areas. And you know, you know about the World Bank project, Nigeria Electrification Project through Harie, which is, you know, working towards doing a lot of increase in number of microgrids that we're having in Nigeria. We believe with this support, come 4 years' time, we're going to have a lot of mini grids solving access to electricity in the rural areas.
Right. So tell us a bit more about the World Bank program.
Okay, great. The World Bank program is a total of $350 million, you know, project. They seek to, you know, support Nigeria to electrify the rural areas and support the players in the field to cover many communities across the nation using solar home systems, like I said before, and also mini grids. The truth is that it's not all the communities that can have mini grids. We have some viability parameters that we use to decide whether this community suits mini grid deployment or not. So for those communities, when we find out that they cannot work with mini grid, they're going to work with solar. So for example, if you've got like 20 houses, you've got like 30 houses, it's going to be not cost effective to put a mini grid in your community. So the program is going to be supporting solar home system deployment and also mini grid deployment in interior communities of the nation. And it's a 4 years program that has just kickstarted right now. I know that Orlan is also part of the people doing some of those programs with BOI. You also have a program with BOI with some funds and creating debts and creating, you know, grants and other components that we can use as kind of like a support, you know, to help the developers that are investing in this sector to be able to grow the industry. Yeah, I must say also that apart from the growth in terms of access to electricity, the employment possibilities that this is going to create over the next 4 years is in thousands.
Right.
You understand. And for me...
That's for installers, maintenance,
installers, all that. Solar engineers, project engineers, solar, you know, technicians, mm-hmm. you know, in different areas. And any young guy that I see right now that looks for a job, I'll just say, hey, go get a training.
Not just guys, though.
Okay,
women
and women also. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I'll just tell them an advice and say, hey, please, mm-hmm. go to try to get trained.
Right. And you know, and what kind of training do they need then to get into this?
They need to be trained in how to be a solar technician.
Okay.
How to be trained in solar engineering. Mm-hmm. How to be trained in solar project supervisors. Mm-hmm. You know, solar business development. Because mm-hmm. the truth is that it's a whole lot of many, you know, jobs that you right. have to cater for.
It's a whole ecosystem, yeah.
You know, it's a whole ecosystem.
Yeah.
You know, so we need to cater for that. And it's going to create a lot of opportunities.
All right. And does someone have to go to university for this, or there's training programs? I mean, how long does it take to get to become an expert?
Oh, you don't need to go to universities. We have okay. short courses, you know, that are offered. We also do training.
Okay.
Well, so, you know, and we have other colleagues also that runs trainings. So we have some trainings that are just 1 month and mm-hmm. you are done mm-hmm. ready.
Okay.
We have some trainings that needs like 2 months.
Right.
We have some that needs like 3 months.
Right.
You know, depending on the type of, you know, skill you're trying to pick up.
Right.
And the career path is great, is
right.
straight.
Right.
And like I said, you can imagine if we're trying to do over 1,500 mini grids in Nigeria over the next 4 years,
right.
and we need at least 3 persons per one.
Right.
That you could do the math to tell right. you how many people we're going to need
right.
to be able to deliver right. those projects.
And then not only that, but then also the additional jobs created because small businesses have power.
Oh, yes.
Right.
In those it's villages. Yeah.
yeah. All right. So thank you very much. This has been great. Again, I think we need to get you on TV so that people can actually see the images that we're talking about. But,
okay. We'll
but I think you've described it in a good way, and I think people should check your Twitter feed and so on. What is your Twitter handle so that they can look for some of this on
at
there?
A4T Solar.
That's it?
That's it.
A4T.
At A4T Solar.
And you never told me, what does A4T mean? That's
oh
the name of your company. That's another story?
That's another story. We'll okay. take it the next time.
All right. We'll have to do that next time. But thank you very much, Ayo, from A4T. This has been a great listening and learning experience. Thanks for telling us about solar home systems, mini grids,
yes.
riverine communities that we didn't know existed.
Yes.
And that these are all being powered and have actually better power than our listeners in Lagos probably
yes.
do.
Yes.
So thank you for what you're doing for that. And we wish you the best of luck as you continue to grow and expand across Nigeria.
Thank you so much.
So, Lagosians, it was great to talk to you today about power solutions, and we look forward to speaking with you again next week. Have a great week.